listening to Italian Dish, and I'm your host, Christine. I'm an expat here in Italy. In each episode, we'll cook one Italian recipe together, and I'll dish a little bit about what it's really like living here in Italy. So, put on your apron, pour yourself a glass of wine, and let's get cooking. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti nella mia cucina. Hi guys and welcome to my kitchen. Today we are making another vegetarian recipe, and this is the first time I've tried this cooking method, but it's not the first time I've tried this dish. This is actually like a side dish. You could definitely eat this as a secondo or like a main dish if you're a vegetarian or if you just feel like it. And what we're making today is called fagioli al uccelletto. This is a traditional Tuscan way of preparing beans. It's like a stewed beans recipe. And the cooking method is just like a little bit particular. I was reading through it earlier. I'm actually cooking from a cookbook that it's kind of like a really cheap one, I'm sure, that you get in like a grocery store. Just kind of like a really basic, like all Tuscan traditional recipes, which I really like because I live in Tuscany, Florence, and I love learning about all of the traditional recipes that are native to the region where I live. My husband is not Tuscan. I'm obviously not Tuscan, if you can't tell from my voice. So I think it's just a great opportunity to connect to where we live, where my son was born, and yeah, cook something interesting. So fagioli all'uccelletto. If you speak Italian, you know, fagioli means beans, and uccelletto is actually kind of like a type of bird. And in Italian, in Tuscan, I guess, this dish is also one that you could definitely pair with like sausages if you wanted to make it a little bit more hearty if you have meat. But I'm sure this also, I mean, I haven't read this specifically, but I'm assuming this is the kind of dish that would fall under the category of like cucina povera. So it's kind of like peasant food. It's like everyday food. And so I'm sure this wasn't always prepared with meat. Meat is definitely more of something that you would have when it's available to you or when you had access to it, which is, as we know, not always. And this dish is really basic. Like the ingredients are really simple. We are going to be using fagioli cannellini, so like dried cannellini beans, and some tomato product. I'm going to use tomato puree, I think, because that's just what I have. If we were doing this in a different season where there were fresh tomatoes that were in season, I would definitely use fresh tomatoes, but it's the winter, so I don't have any fresh tomatoes. Definitely some garlic, some sage, olive oil, salt, and pepper. And the first thing you've got to do with cooking dried beans is let them sit in a mollo or like in a water, like a big, oh my gosh, I can't speak, a big tub of water or like a big bowl of water overnight for at least 8 hours. And you'll notice, like, pay attention before and after, the beans will have like absorbed a lot of water, and that will just help them cook even more evenly. Today when I make this dish. So I've already got some beans that have been soaking overnight, and I'm going to go ahead and drain them and use them in this recipe. And if you guys want more detailed instructions on how to prepare these recipes, if you are interested in cooking along with me, definitely consider joining the Italian Dish Patreon tier, the Cooking Club. All the info is linked in the episode description. And for $3 a month, you can join the Italian Dish Cooking Club, and you're part of a little community. Some of my close friends are along with it. And sometimes I get your guys' input about which recipes you want next and other little tidbits. It's kind of just a fun way to support the podcast and to get a little more involved. So here I've got my beans that have been soaking overnight. They're definitely more puffed up, like they've absorbed some water. There's a little more volume there. They definitely look bigger. And I'm going to drain those now. Okay. And something I read in this recipe particularly notes that it's really important to cook these beans really, really slowly, which is kind of like my worst nightmare. So I'm not going to have these ready for lunch, I realize. That's okay. We'll eat them for dinner. And you want to cook them in really, really abundant quantity of water. So like excessive water. For the amount of beans, you want about 5 times the amount of water as to ratio of beans that you're cooking. So be aware of that. Use maybe like a big stock pot if you have one. And I'm going to set that on to boil. Well, not boil. Actually, not set it to boil. We want to cook it on fuoco lento. So like very, very low flame, very steady heat for about 2 hours. We'll see how long it takes. We're going to have to test as we go. So this is traditionally something that you would cook in I think they said the name is fagioliera, so like a bean pot, specifically for cooking beans. Or in calcio, which is kind of like terracotta, but like lacquered, maybe is a good way to think about it. So like a ceramic-ish pot, more or less. I am using my Dutch oven because I think that'll give the most like radiant heat. And let's turn on my gas. And I'm just going to have that at very low flame. I'm going to pop the beans in there and then get the garlic and everything else ready. So this is supposed to be a really gentle cooking method. I think the idea is that we want the beans to cook through evenly, but we don't want them to like explode. I mean, who wants that, right? Blow out beans. Nobody wants burst beans. So there we go. We've got the beans in the water, and now we need to add the garlic. So we're just adding a couple of cloves of garlic with the skin like still on. So don't worry about peeling it, crushing it, none of that. Okay, so I've got a head of garlic here. Pop off a couple of cloves. Get some of the excess paper off. There we go. There's one. It sounds weird, I think, to not peel it, but just go with it. There's another clove. I'm also going to add some pepper, but like black pepper kernels. Is that the word for it? Kiki? Grani? I don't know. Peppercorns. There it is. So add some peppercorns. Just like a couple. How many have I got? Maybe like 10 peppercorns. Popping those in. Just whole. Not trying to crush them or anything. And then a couple of spoonfuls of olive oil. There we go. Some olive oil in there. And lastly, we're just going to add a little branch of sage leaves, fresh sage. And then we want to cover the pot and let it cook on like a really low flame. We don't want the water to ever reach a boil. It just should barely sort of like be moving. We don't want the water to get too agitated, basically. So I've got my little branch of sage. And we don't want to, I mean, I guess that ruins the beans is what my recipe says. So sage is going in. Okay, and I'm going to cover this with the other half of my Dutch oven cast iron and let that cook for about 2 hours. Set a timer, and I'll see you guys in a bit. Okay, you guys, so my beans have been cooking on a really low flame for the past, like, 2 hours. I just turned off the flame. Let's see what they look like inside. So I've got, like, a wooden spoon. I'm just very gingerly sort of giving it a stir to see what's up. So some of the beans, as I expected, kind of popped open, but they're not like all broken up and like falling apart. So that's good. They look like they're definitely cooked through, which is good. And the water has turned like a cloudy, almost like broth-like. So I might set this aside and kind of use it as a base for like vegetable broth. I'm not really sure if that's a thing, but I will check into that. And the sage looks pretty like wilty because obviously it's been cooking for 2 hours. I'm just gonna let that sit. I've already very lightly like salted the water. And the next step is to just let the beans cool down in their cooking water. So don't drain them right away. Just turn the flame off and let them sit and intiepidire, so like come down to room temperature in the water that they were cooked in. Hopefully, they will be really good later on. We'll see. All right, you guys. So now I have let my beans cool down completely and I've drained them and sort of removed like the peppercorns and the like garlic cloves and the little branch of sage. And now that we have cooked our beans, they've cooled off and we've drained them and all that, we're ready to kind of assemble and finish our fagioli al uccelletto. So I've still got my big cast iron pot here. It's kind of like a Dutch oven. I'm going to turn it back on and need about 6 spoonfuls of olive oil. This is the same pot that I cooked the beans in. I'm just going to add like kind of an abundant amount of oil back into the Dutch oven. Looks good. And we need a couple more cloves of garlic. So about 2 cloves of garlic. We're going to crush those. Let's see. Going to need a knife for that. Let's crush those. Okay. So we've got our crushed garlic. And we need to add more sage. I'm going to try and peel these. Now that I've crushed them, they feel just fine. Love the smell of garlic. Okay. Garlic and oil. As soon as it hits warm olive oil, it smells amazing. All right. So getting some sage. Let's see. Some more sage. Perfect. It's like, oh my gosh, do I have any more? Yes, I do. Thank goodness. All right, more sage. You can just like rip that off the branch this time. Don't really need it on the branch. I left it on when I cooked it with the beans, but you don't really want the woody like stem for this round. Okay. Let that sort of warm in the pan. Smells great. And we don't really want to burn the garlic, so let's keep an eye out for that. You should smell your olive oil. You should start to smell the sage a little bit and the garlic. But nothing is burning. Nothing is like bubbling or going crazy. And now we are going to salt and pepper the beans a little bit. Just lightly. Gotta change my like salt grinder and put it on my pepper grinder. IKEA malfunction, basically. There we go. Some black pepper. Oh my gosh, this smells great. Okay. And now, this is a classic Italian recipe. Fate insaporire. So like, let them take on some flavor. Basically, we're just adding them back into the pot with the olive oil and the garlic. So beans are going back in. Again, being ginger when we stir them around, we don't want them to get crushed. We're not trying to like break them up or anything. Just kind of mix in that olive oil, basically. Okay, fate insaporire for a few minutes. And then finally, we're going to add our pomodori, or like tomato puree, if that's what you have. About 300 grams, and let that cook for about a half an hour. And that is the dish. This is going to be so delightful. If you can hear a young toddler screaming, he's not being tortured, I promise. It's us being tortured. Oh my gosh, life with a toddler. Just smelling everything smells great. And my tomato's going in. Perfect. Yeah, and then you just let the whole thing come together and cook for another half hour or so until the whole like mix is a bit more dense, and you want to make sure it like cooks down so some of that liquid cooks out, but it's not like the beans have like dissolved or gone crazy or anything like that. So that's how you know you finished your dish. And that's fagioli al cioccoletti, you guys. A really nice way, like I said at the beginning, you could serve this with sausages. Florentines or like true Tuscans would serve this with tripa, which is tripe. I kind of gag. I'm sorry. No, that's a little bit childish of me, but I have not gotten behind the whole tripe thing. Tuscans are really into tripe generally, and just like across the board, like organs seem to be their thing, like lampredotto is another thing. I'm not there yet. I don't know. Anyhow, I really hope you guys love this dish. It says, si possono fare sia con pellati sia con conserva. L'importante è che I fagioli siano cotti bene, non farinosi, non bucciosi. So yeah, I mean, the major thing with these beans is that you want to make sure they're cooked to perfection, that they're cooked evenly all the way through. They're like really soft, but they don't, like the skin isn't too like tough still. That's a really annoying factor when you get that like bite. When you bite into a cooked bean, like you don't want that. Like kind of canned beans, I feel like get that way sometimes. And you also don't want them to have exploded all over the place. So it is particular a way of cooking beans. Cooking dried beans is something that I kind of became familiar with via quarantine. Hey, 2020, I remember you. I don't know if you guys were on that track or not, but it's a skill. I mean, cooking dried beans is a really cheap, really healthy protein. I mean, easy to access at any time of the year. It's great. Go for it if you've never cooked beans before. And, uccelletti, I think I read is something like game birds, like they're little like game hens. I could be wrong about that. I don't know. It's like a mystery why this dish is called the fagioli al cioccoletto, because it's just beans. It's nothing to do with game hens. It's nothing to do with birds. I really can't tell you guys why they're called that, but here we are. All right, guys. Well, this is our today's dish. I hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed this dish and you want more like this, definitely let me know. Get in touch via Instagram at Italian Dish Podcast. I love hearing from you guys. Comment on the photos. Tag me if you end up making these dishes, and I will definitely feature you in our Instagram stories. And that is all for today. Ciao! Thank you for listening to this episode of Italian Dish. If you enjoyed this recipe and know someone else who loves Italian food, share it with them. Buon appetito, ragazzi, and until next time, alla prossima, ciao, ciao.